gift this holiday season. Stuff those stockings with gift cards and shave kits and get their gift boxes for under the tree. Get 10% off products from now until the 24th of December. Give your dad or man in your life the gift of feeling good this season at Roosters. Roosters Men's Grooming Center, located on 3935 Pelham Road in Greenville, South Carolina. Call them at 884-8920 for your next appointment.
Hey, 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 it's the Queen of Clean here at Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. Give us a call at 864-238-8800. We've got your portable toilet rentals, hand wash stations, luxury restroom toilet trailers, septic tank services, and holding tanks. So whenever you need to speak with the Queen of Clean, call Royal Flush at 864-238-8800.
Injured at work? You don't have to face it alone. At Smith Jordan Law Firm, we fight to get you the workers' compensation you deserve. Medical bills, lost wages, and stress. Let us take that burden off your shoulders. With years of experience and real results, Smith Jordan Law is here for you. Call us today at Smith Jordan Law Firm at 864-343-2222 or visit smithjordan.com. Smith Jordan Law, protecting injured workers every step of the way. We are local attorneys with a proven track record.
Everyone knows that Low Country Male is the best place to go for low testosterone and ED treatments. Did you know they also offer NAD, BPC, peptides, and GLP-1 programs? The best thing about Low Country Male is it's a one-stop shop to get your testosterone up. Our concierge plans start at just $220 a month and include testosterone, lab work, physicals, unlimited doctor visits, and much, much more. We've been making men men again since 2016. 8 locations in South Carolina and Savannah. Low Country Male.
Honor your graduates' achievements with a keepsake that truly stands out. Collegiate Legacy Designs offers handcrafted and hand-finished, fully licensed ring plaques for Clemson University and the Citadel, made by proud Clemson alum Greg Terry and his wife Julie. With unanimous 5-star reviews and lots of repeat customers, these plaques make the perfect gift for Christmas, recent graduates, or upcoming graduates. Get your order in today at collegiatelegacydesigns.com. That's collegiatelegacydesigns.com.
Did you know that up to 60% of the air in your home comes from your crawl space or basement? If water, moisture, musty odors, or wood rot are hiding under your house, it could be damaging your home and your health. Crawl Space Medic Upstate, locally owned by a Clemson engineering alum, offers honest, certified evaluations that you can trust. Schedule your free inspection today. No gimmicks, no upselling, just clear answers and long-lasting repairs from a team of fellow Tigers at Crawl Space Medic Upstate.
Have you envisioned your dream home nestled on a breathtaking lakeside property? Hunter Quinn Homes can make your vision a reality with our Home Sites program. With Home Sites, you can build on your land by customizing one of our award-winning floor plans to suit your style, making it uniquely yours. Don't settle for cookie cutter. Our experienced local team will guide you every step of the way, ensuring a stress-free process. Search for Hunter Quinn Home Sites online and start building your dream home in the upstate, one exquisite detail at a time.
All right. I don't know if there's any truth to this. I have no idea. I mean, people just throw stuff out there. I don't know if it's true. Okay, this guy works for Barstool, and this is what he's written on Twitter, Liam Blumman. Pat Kraft fired James Franklin to start the Penn State search as early as possible. Spoke to Urban, NIL disagreements. Elko was close, couldn't close. Spoke to Cignetti, Rule, Freeman, Drinkwitz, and Lee, struck out. Banked on an Iron Bowl, lost to full court press DeBoer. Lincoln's agent pulled his name from consideration on Sunday. Tried to take Sataki from Provo. Lost Chesney along the way. Now what? Okay, I don't know how many of those things are true, how many are not true. A lot of that's just speculative and without any proof of facts. But what is 100% true is this. No team in modern history has handled a coaching situation worse than Kraft and Penn State have. Nobody. It's a complete and utter debacle. I mean, and apps, and look, we knew this from the start. You know, again, Kwok has a little saying about don't fire a 9-win coach. Penn State fired a 13-win coach who was a couple of hideous Drew Aller passes away from playing for a national title. He had put his team in position to win the national title. He had made no coaching errors. All right? That's what he had done. And they were better than Notre Dame. And Drew Aller cost him. And he cost him right at the end, too, when they still had a chance to win. They still had a chance to win. But, I mean, these guys like Abdul Carter and Warren, how'd they get to Penn State? Franklin recruited them. You have ex-Penn State players who are openly saying Franklin was the reason for the success, that he was recruiting and landing guys to Penn State without the economic wherewithal to do it. In other words, that Penn State really wasn't competing from a financial standpoint, but it was only Franklin's ability as a recruiter that was getting players to Penn State. You have ex-Penn State players saying that. Get this, Ramona. When they fired James Franklin, Penn State's class recruiting ranking was 14 or 15 in the nation. Now, it's 124.
Uh-oh.
They have basically lost their entire recruiting class, and quite frankly, James Franklin's taken some of them to Virginia Tech. So, you can't handle this. There is no way on God's green earth you can fire a guy who just took you into the national semifinal and probably should have won it. Fire that guy without any plan at all. Without any plan at all. Because in your mind, he allegedly can't beat Ohio State or Michigan. The two teams that actually won the national championships the last 2 years. They're not just any top 10 teams. They're the two teams that actually won the national championships. And he was getting closer and closer to doing so. And you fired him with no plan. I mean, what a train wreck. What an absolute unmitigated disaster. The guy who should be fired is Kraft. Kraft should be fired. He's the guy who should be fired. He's a moron with a capital M. I mean, you can't possibly handle a situation any worse. It doesn't matter who Penn State gets now. They're not going to be credible. Okay, it doesn't matter who they get. It's not going to be a credible hire. It just is not. And Penn State's going to suffer. Penn State is going to suffer. Penn State, who was competing at the top level of college football the last X number of years, and again, a coach who over 4 years had won 11.33 games a year. Just in the math, it's almost impossible to win more than that. 11.33 games a year the last 4 years. You fired him. 11.33. And now you have nothing. And now you have no recruiting class either. I don't know. Man, I don't know. Trey, how are you, Trey? Good to have you.
What's up, Walt?
Hey, Trey, appreciate you getting
in. So, I got two questions for you. First one, well, not really a question, but I was going to – you said at the end of the segment, you said, Sark complaining about the basically saying that the wins are more important than the losses. Well, yeah. the fact that Miami beat Florida and they didn't, all he was doing was just basically telling on himself. I thought it was pretty funny. Right. He didn't think before he said that.
Right, yeah. Right. He forgot that little problem with his argument.
Yeah, and then also, if that's the case, then there's no argument that Miami should be in over Notre Dame.
Yeah.
So my main question to you is, we're talking about the coaching carousel kind of and all of that? And I'm trying to ask this in a way that's not criticizing Dabo at all, because I'm in no place to criticize Dabo. So I'm trying to approach it as just a genuine question.
Yeah.
Lane Kiffin, being the hottest name supposedly out in the coaching carousel, and everybody wanted Lane. Everybody wants Lane. Guy has zero national championships. Dabo and Kirby and Ryan Day are the only three coaches coaching right now that have national championships, and Kirby and Dabo being, have multiple ones. What does it say? And I want your honest opinion. Why are our teams and programs not reaching out to Dabo and wanting him to come coach in their programs when he is one of the only coaches to prove that he can win a national championship. Do you think it's more on the lines of he's untouchable at Clemson right now? Like he there's no way you can get him from Clemson, or is it more on the lines of, you know, how he has approached this whole NIL thing in the past, you know, 4 years? And I just wanted to get your opinion on that.
Yeah, I think it's the latter, Trey. I think it's that there's a feeling that Clemson's program has regressed and slipped a little bit over the last 5 years. Yep. And I think there's a feeling that's been supported and perpetuated by a lot of the national media that it's totally Clemson's unwillingness to participate in the portal that has led to the decline. And I don't think it's totally anything, but I think there is an element of that, and I think that that element has certainly been emphasized, and so I think that's part of it. Now, we also don't know whether behind the scenes other teams have reached out.
That's true. I just feel like everything, you know, for the most part, I mean, it's kind of hard to do anything in college football as a coach right now without somebody finding out something. It's crazy.
I would agree with that. And I that could all change. You know, again, it's funny how guys blow hot and cold. It's just the way it is. Even some of the greatest. Yep. And I think that's the case. But yeah, it is interesting. And because there certainly was a time where lots of people were taking a shot going after Dabo.
Yep, and then to take it off the air, I want to ask you this one question. With Kiffin getting $25 million and taking over a program that Clemson has to go play first game of the year next year, what do you think Dabo and the Clemson program in general has to do to get ready and get the team ready to where we can go into Baton Rouge and beat them next year? And I'll take it off
the bat. Thank you, Trey. Really thank good you, job, all. As always. Yep, well done. You know, Trey, this is going to sound simplistic, but I think this is where it starts. To go on the road and win in Baton Rouge, no matter what Kiffin has in his arsenal at that time, and we have no idea what that's going to be, but you can be sure they're going to blister the portal. I think to go on the road and win that game in the opener, I think Clemson is going to have to do the same thing. I think, and it's going to have to start at quarterback. There is no way, in my view, that you can go into Baton Rouge with Christopher Vezina or Chris Denson at quarterback and think you're beating LSU. It's just not going to happen. I just don't think it's possible. I think that, you know, everyone is enamored with Denson's athleticism, and I get that. I think if it was a choice, you'd start Vezina in that situation, just based on the situation itself. But the first thing for me is you have to hit the portal and you have to find a dude, a guy who has talent, who's proven, who has some moxie, some toughness, who can go on the road and win in that environment. There are some guys out there who I think fit that requirement, but I think that's where it starts. And then I think it's going to take sprinkling portal players in throughout your lineup, talented guys who can step in and play right away. I think that's what it's going to take, because there are holes. There were holes coming into this year. There are certainly going to be holes next year. And I don't think you can go win that game, because, again, I'm assuming that Kiffin and company, I mean, there seems to be no limit to the amount of money LSU's going to spend. So I assume they're going to portal up and they're going to load up. And the one thing that Kiffin apparently has been good at, or someone at Ole Miss was good at, was picking portal players. They've done a good job with that, and they're certainly accustomed to it. So I think what it comes down to, Trey, is that old adage, you're going to have to fight fire with fire. And if you don't, then it's going to be hard to win there. Let me tell you about Twin Peaks. Listen, there is no place like Twin Peaks. Why wait for the weekend? At Twin Peaks, late night hits every night, man. Fresh, scratch-made food, handcrafted cocktails, ice-cold 29-degree draft beer served till the lights go low. So when the rest of the world winds down, man, we're turning up the heat. Pull up to Twin Peaks and experience the best late night in the league tonight, tomorrow, every night you crave it. Twin Peaks eats, drinks, scenic views. Twin Peaks is incredible. Trust me, you'll thank me later. Get there. I say this all the time. You know about the beautiful women. You know about the 80 high-def fish homage. The biggest surprise is the food. The food is outstanding. I mean, absolutely outstanding, no matter what you get. I'm craving it right now. How about this? Recruiting. If are you looking for a job where you can have fun, build great friendships, make serious money? Then it's time to join the team at Twin Peaks. We're hiring Twin Peaks girls, cooks, bussers, barbacks, and more. Fast-paced, high energy, great earnings, atmosphere that feels like family, ready for a job you'll actually love. Text WORK for the letter, the number 4, TP, capital TP, to 85800 to apply. Let's do that one more time. Text WORK, capital W, WORK, the number 4, capital T, capital P, WORK for TP to 85000 to apply. That's WORK for TP to 85000 to apply. Twin Peaks, work hard, play hard, earn big, happy hour. Nobody does happy hour like the Peaks. Nobody. Whatever you're craving, we've got it. Tequila cocktails, premium bourbon pours, top shelf spirits served over ice balls that hit just right, local craft beers, handcrafted whiskey cocktails. We have it all. It's all right here. And don't forget, the teeth-chattering 29-degree drafts we're famous for. Pair it all with scratch kitchen bites that actually satisfy, from shareables to hearty favorites. When it comes to happy hour, Twin Peaks doesn't play around. Twin Peaks eats, drinks, scenic views. You'll thank me later. Back to the phones. Craig, how are you, Craig? Good to have you.
Hey, how you doing, Walt?
Good, Craig. Thank you for getting in. Appreciate it.
Okay. Listen, I went to the Georgia Tech game Friday, okay? Okay, so I sit in the stands, and I am looking at us constantly having success running the ball, okay? And then, you know, the next few drives, Bobo goes to trying to throw.
Yeah.
Against this Tech defense, okay? Now, I got 3 points to make. I sit in the stands and I say, is this guy trying to win the game or he's trying to actually pad numbers for our quarterback to take a trip to New York?
Yeah.
Or is he in an early addition to try for a head coaching job? What I can't understand is how these offensive coordinators get away from what's working. And, yeah. And it seems like they're trying to make something else out of something that's not there.
You know, it's funny, you know, because I think Bobo as a whole has had a really good year as the offensive mind behind the Georgia attack. But there's no question that against Georgia Tech, for some reason, when you're running the ball over and over and just pounding them into submission and wearing them down, he would routinely go away from it for a reason that was just not clear. I mean, he rushed for like 150 yards in the first half. He should have run it on every single play. There was no reason to do anything else because Georgia Tech was fading to black. They couldn't hold up, and he should have just kept pounding them. In fact, I think it was – I hate to give Jesse Palmer credit because I think it was actually Palmer who was doing that game, I believe. But he was actually saying it over and over again. I don't understand why they're throwing the ball at all. And he was, in this case, he was right. Because there was just no reason to do anything but run it because Georgia Tech wasn't stopping any of it.
No. And I mean, they had our receivers covered pretty well.
Yeah.
And they did a really great job, you know, on that side of the ball. It's just that, you know, people around me, around the stands, okay, why we can't stick to what works?
Yeah.
You know, and
here's the other thing, Craig. There's nothing more demoralizing for an opposing team to line up and have somebody just stuff the ball down their throat and ask them how they like it, physically run the ball. And that's what Georgia was doing. And they basically stopped themselves.
Yeah. Well, I had one more question.
Yep.
And I'm listening to the rhetoric about Miami, Notre Dame, and now Texas. And I'm wondering, somewhere down the line, do you think it's possible that they're going to try to add, like, play-in games for teams that, you know, are, like, on the bubble?
Well, I think we're going to expand the playoff. I don't necessarily think we're going to do it NCAA tournament style. I think we're going to expand the playoff, though. The Big Ten wants the playoff expanded to 24 teams. And I don't know whether we're going to get to 24, but I guarantee you we're getting to 16. And quite honestly, this is a year where we probably should have 16. I think there are enough deserving teams this year. Now, is that going to be true every year? Well, I don't know, but I think it's true this year.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you. That's all I had.
Good talking to you, Craig. Call more often. Yep, well done. Really interesting points, and he's 100% right. And we were actually going to talk about those games, so we'll do that as well. I have no idea why Georgia went away from the run. There was no reason to. Georgia Tech wasn't stopping anything. Georgia's offensive line and the running backs, particularly Frazier, were just pounding Georgia Tech, and there was really nothing Georgia Tech could do about it. So I don't know why they went away from it. I have no idea. It was just it was not smart. It could have cost them. Really could have cost them. Let me tell you about Roto-Rooter. Without question, the best plumber anywhere. You heard it earlier. Rory called. Rory is a retired older gentleman. He had some problems with his system. He called earlier today and thanked Roto-Rooter and thanked us for turning him on to it. And Roto-Rooter came out. He had hired another plumber initially to pump out the septic tank. His septic tank was backing up inside, and he had hired somebody to come out and pump the tank, but they didn't fix the issue. And so he had to call Roto-Rooter to come out and fix the issue. Roto-Rooter found the issue, fixed the issue, and Rory was incredibly grateful for what Roto-Rooter was able to do for them. Look, there's a reason that somebody's voted the best plumber of the upstate for the second year in a row as Roto-Rooter just was. Not the eighth best or the sixth best, the best. Roto-Rooter factually voted the best plumber of the upstate for the second year in a row. And Ramona and I both know this personally because Roto-Rooter has saved both of us with water heater issues. Again, they're your most trusted local plumber. Quite honestly, they're the only plumber anyone's ever heard of. Over 1,100 five-star reviews. That makes them different. Same family, Clemson alumni, have owned the franchise in the upstate for over 40 years. Roto-Rooter's been in business for over 90 years. Open 24/7, 365. You get a live human being who directs help on the way to you. Commercial and residential plumbing. All they do is plumbing. Full-service plumbing, sewer and drain cleaning, plumbing. That's it, plumbing. Look, I'm going to give you the number. I'd suggest you put it on your phone, put it old-style on your refrigerator, because you may not need Roto-Rooter right now, but you don't get to pick and choose your emergencies. They choose you. And so there may be a night where something goes terribly wrong, middle of winter, pipes burst, it's 1 a.m., and I'm not going to be here to take your call. You're not going to be able to call me at home to get it, but I'm going to give it to you right now. I'm going to give you the number that you need to have when an emergency strikes. 864-695-1117. 864-695-1117. Quick break. Sitting here again today with our good friend Gary Mahaffey of Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Gary, listener asked, Walt, I have a small business and wonder if Gary would like to work with our employees who are reaching retirement age, and if so, at what charge?
Great and timely question, listener. We have just launched a new service this year doing exactly what you've asked. We will work with small to medium-sized companies who have people retiring and need our Medicare services. In addition to teaching them the Medicare ropes and how to access Medicare, I will call on my old HR background to support what the employer is doing through their retiree benefits package as well. And again, my charge, as always, is zero.
There you have it, listener. Give Gary a call today at 864-307-8484. Again, 864-307-8484. And as always, you will thank me later.
Did you know when you buy your Christmas tree from the Clemson Sertoma Club, the proceeds help send a kid to summer camp? Buy your beautiful Frazier fir or Frazier fir wreath at Ace Hardware in Clemson at the intersection of Highway 76 and 123. They sell out quickly, so be sure to get yours today. Every purchase helps support children in need in our community, and that's what the holiday season is all about. Oh, and to make sure your holiday dollars stretch further, no price increases. Thank you for your support of the Clemson Sertoma Club.
This is Leighton Cubbage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
For an outstanding 11 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's Best Jewelry Store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's Best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's Best Jewelry Store, 11 years in a row, Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
At Certified Diesel, we value keeping your diesel truck running smoothly and efficiently. Located at 2209 Highway 292 in Inman, South Carolina, we specialize in light-duty diesel truck repairs and maintenance. Whether you drive a Powerstroke, Cummins, or Duramax, our expert technicians have you covered. Avoid the hassle of dealership maintenance and choose us for all your diesel needs. Call and visit us today at 864-345-4568 or check out our services online at CertifiedDieselLLC.com.
You know, everyone says that they'll start after the holidays. And that's exactly why most people never tackle weight loss. But right now with PhD Weight Loss, they're making it easier than ever to start before the new year with a bonus designed to get you going. They're adding 2 free weeks to the program. That means you can ramp up during the holidays and start the new year already working towards your goals. Those 2 free weeks, that means you won't roll into the new year feeling behind. You'll hit the month of January already losing, already feeling better, and already in control. Thanks to PhD's Metabolic Reset System, it teaches your body to burn the fat first, without drugs, starvation diets, or endless workouts. Just a smart, science-based system that fits real life. And when you mention 2 weeks on the phone, the consultation fee is completely waived, as well as the cost of the food during the program. There's no reason to wait, no reason to repeat last year. Give PhD Weight Loss a call today and start 2026 ahead. At 864-644-1900, that's 864-644-1900, or go to myphdweightloss.com.
Is your crawl space damp or musty? Water in your crawl space can cause wood to rot and create an environment for mold and mildew that can make its way inside your home. Canty Foundation Specialist specializes in crawl space repair. Call us today for your free inspection so you can have the peace of mind knowing your crawl space is dry and your home is protected. Call today, 864-641-0176, or visit cantycanfixit.com.
When life hits hard, you need someone who doesn't punt. I'm Trey Mills with the Tramwin Mills Law Firm. Insurance company dragging its feet after a wreck or work injury? We go for it every time. No field goals, no fair catches. You call us and we bring the heat. Go big or go home. Visit us at tramwinmills.com or call 864-485-8585. Fourth and inches, we go for it.
Hey, Dan, that spaceship-wide lunch meeting at noon, please say it's not more astronaut ice cream and powdered orange drink.
Negatory. Ground Control hooked us up with EasyCater, so now we can order from a galaxy of restaurants with tools to stay on budget and meet our dietary needs.
Thank heavens. My dairy tolerance and anti-gravity is not great.
And with EasyCater, it's all on one simple platform, so we can focus on space stuff, like that asteroid. So how about tacos? Hold the cheese.
EasyCater, a stellar way to order food for work. Order now at EasyCater.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Fall means football, and the Tigers roar loudest here.
Klubnik takes a shotgun snap, back to throw, going to throw it leak, down long, there's Wesco, catches it at the 40, off the races, he goes, touchdown, Wesco from 76.
This is Cade Klubnik, and you are listening to 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Wasn't I good to you? Didn't I show?
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. Lots to get to. Again, the show just flies by, fastest 4 hours in radio. You can still get in if you want. Let me get Kevin, and then I'm getting my friend Basketball David in here. Talk a little basketball. Hey, Ramon, David wrote me earlier, and he said, when I was talking about Odin, he said, and we were talking about, how your dog person, you welcome your dog jumping on you. And I said, I welcome my 150-pound male Anatolian jumping on me when I get home. Well, not to mention the fact now I have a 120-pound female, too. But David writes, Ramona, well, I'm a dog person, but no chance I'd want your mastodon jumping on me.
Yeah.
Are you okay? Are you okay?
Yeah.
Okay, just checking.
I just answered you.
Yeah, I know. Kevin, how are you, Kevin? Good to have you.
Well, I'm not doing so good. The Gamecocks, well, how much life are they going to steal from me? I've been on Earth for 57 years, and I feel like I'm 120. Pulling for this team is very frustrating. It's very taxing, right?
Yeah.
And I put money in the program, Walt. Yeah. I buy the tickets. I pay the crazy parking pass fees. I buy the $10 beer at the stadium. I do my part. But Shane Beamer has got to go. This guy is on TV after the Clemson game talking about we're national championship contenders. I'm like, Shane, you're not even a five-team, five-game winner. Okay, you blew a 27-point lead. You blew an 8-point lead at Bama. You blew a point lead against Missouri in the fourth quarter.
Hey, Kevin.
You cannot finish a game.
Hey, Kevin, we thought Debo Sweeney was optimistic.
Dabo has power because of his past.
Well, yeah, he has reasons
right?
to be.
Shane
he has reasons to be optimistic.
Anything.
Yeah, yeah. Shame. It's just, first of all, again, he's basically signing his own death warrant because if he fails to achieve now next year, he's 100% fired. If they, I guess he's trying to stave it off now, saying, look, we're going to win big and win big next year. Again, people really don't want to hear that. And the real problem is there's no evidence of that right now. What evidence is there in watching this football team that they're going to win big next year? There's no evidence of that.
Well, I have two solutions. First is solution A. Let's fire Beamer right away and hire the North Texas coach. He has the highest scoring offensive average in the country, and he's going to bring some excitement to the program. Mm. I don't know who's waiting for a coach, but this guy would have been my first choice for bringing in a P4 coach.
Yeah, you better...
If you're not going to do that, then let's hire Mark Stoops as the defense coordinator, and let's go get Malzahn as the offense coordinator. Let's make some big splash hires for those positions, and see where it takes us. This guy has nothing to lose. He is on the verge of self-destruction, right? Can he keep this team together in the transfer portal? I'm hearing Miami wants the quarterback, $4 million a year. I'm hearing Indiana and Ohio State want our best receiver. Who knows what happens with our premier defensive end.
Hey, Kevin. Kevin, no worries, because
yes.
You're going to be in the playoff next year. Shane Beamer
told
us.
I wish I could
Coach
believe
Beamer
you, Walk.
It's not me. No. Don't believe me. Believe Coach Beamer. He's the one who told you, not me. I'm not telling you.
I got a better chance of those reindeer landing on top of my house with Santa and a sleigh full of presents for me and my family.
Hey, well, that happens.
Us making the playoffs.
We all know that happens. That's going to be every house. So, I guess both can happen. All right, Kevin. Good talking. I apologize, Kevin. I'm very sorry for your 57 years of pain.
Thank you, Ramona, for her kind word.
There you go. Thank you, Kevin. We talk about Moretti's. Hey, listen, Ramona, how much are we craving Moretti's? Look, if you've never had real Buffalo New York style pizza and wings, do not fret. Get the Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar in Malden because they got you covered. You don't need any 12-hour drives. Their pizza is thicker than New York style, but not doughy. Just a perfect crust, baked to perfection in a real stone oven. It's awesome. Absolutely incredible. Ramona, you can witness all this. The things we've had the pizza. Check.
Yes.
Awesome. Awesome.
Yes.
Had the buffalo wings. Insane. The buffalo wings are incredibly good. Had them. Check. Witness.
Yes.
And the beef on weck. Now, you didn't have this. I had it.
You had that.
It was on the same day.
Yeah.
And so I had the beef on whack. They pile the roast beef high. They cook it low and slow, 8 hours, slice it thin, load it on a sea salt caraway bun, serve it with horseradish sauce and odd juice for Dunkin'. It's unbelievable. So I've had all of these incredible things from Rona. Every one of these things has been incredible. Now, here's the list of things, Rona, that I haven't had and that I have to have. Appetizers, subs, sandwiches, calzones, burgers, wraps, salads, chicken fingers, pasta Italian entries, fish fry Fridays, big night, and I haven't had any of those things. So I have many more things to try, Jeff and Luke. Many more things to try. This is your spot. Trust me. Check out the Little John Coliseum table while you're there. If you're a Clemson fan, they have all big screen TVs. They broadcast whatever your team is, they'll put on. Trust me, they got you covered. It's Moretti, 783 East Butler Road in Malden, just a half mile off of I-385. Moretti's, where everyone's a regular. Basketball, David. David, great to have you as always.
Yeah, thanks for getting me in, Walt. Real quick, When you put Kevin on and asked him how he was doing, and he said, not good, I thought that call was about to take a turn.
I do, too. I'm glad it did.
I am, too, Walt, because I was about to hang up and let someone else be the middleman on that one.
It turns out, David, it's just the usual South Carolina stuff.
Yeah, exactly right. Walt, I got a little bit different topic.
Just the normal South Carolina season ending.
Oh, exactly right. Got a couple different topics I wanted to throw at you, Walt. Is one, the baseball writers' votes getting ready to come. Walt, Don Mattingly belong in the Hall of Fame? I feel like he long should have been.
It does to me. You know, David, I will argue for Mattingly all day long because I've said this many times, I don't give a rat's a about the people who live on the French mountain diet and eat nuts and berries and twigs their whole life and live to be 100 and play 40 years and accumulate numbers. What I care about is I want the answer to this question. Was there a period of time, even for like 5 years, where you could make a case that this particular player was the best in the sport at their position? And the answer with Don Mattingly to that is 100% yes. There was a five-year stretch or so where Mattingly was clearly the best first baseman in baseball and maybe the best player in baseball. That, it should put him in the Hall of Fame. It put Gale Sayers in the Football Hall of Fame. You know, it put Tony Baselli in the Football Hall of Fame, and it should put a great baseball player in the Hall of Fame. And not only that, but he was the best defensive first baseman of his time as well.
He collected
gold gloves. I'm 100% on Mattingly. I mean, we put Harold Baines in. You cannot put Harold friggin' Mr. Good Baines in and not put Don Mattingly in. Baines had to play like 22 years. Mattingly did more in 5 years than Baines did in 22 years.
Yep. No, I agree. I saw that being talked about on one of the morning shows I watched, and I was like, well, I honestly didn't realize he wasn't in. And so I thought, yeah, I'd be interested to walk off on that one.
Yeah, listen to this, David. All right, I just looked this up. All right, 1984, Don Mattingly, in his second year, he finished fifth in the MVP voting. 1985, he won the MVP. He won the Gold Glove. He won the Silver Slugger. The next year, he finished second in the MVP, won the Gold Glove. The next year, he finished seventh in the MVP, won the Gold Glove. And so you see this period. It's actually a six-year period where he was just absolutely incredible. And let's see, Gold Gloves he won 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I think I said 9, didn't I? In any case, and the type of seasons he was putting up, you know, batting 343 and driving 100. Listen to this, okay? Starting in 1984, he drove in 110. These are consecutively. 110, 145, 113, 113. The 1 year down a little, 88. And then the next year back to 113. So in a, what is that? A 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6 year period, he drove in over 113 runs every year but one. And I promise you, I look up Harold Baines, there's nothing like that at all. I mean, I'll bet you Harold Baines didn't drive in 100 runs three times in his whole 22-year career. And never finished. Here's another thing. Let's just find this out now.
I was going to say, I don't think he ever finished that high in the MVP vote.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I don't think he's ever higher than like 10th. Maybe, okay. Harold Baines. And this is not to pick on Harold Baines. It's just an example. The highest Baines ever finished in the MVP voting was 9th. He finished 9th. And in his career, let's see, 105, 113, and 103. I think I had that right. In his 22-year career, he drove in 100 runs or more three times. And the most he ever drove in was 113. And somehow he's in the Hall of Fame.
He's in the Hall of Fame.
Mattingly isn't. By the way, he also, to add to it, he won 0 gold gloves. 0. None. 0.
Mostly was a DH, wasn't he?
Right. So it makes no sense whatsoever. And I don't even want to use Harold Baines as an example. I just don't think Harold Baines belongs in the Hall of Fame. So he's one that comes to mind, and Mattingly clearly does. All right, Ramona's giving me the signal. Hold on, don't go anywhere. We spent too much time on Don Mattingly and Harold Baines. We'll get back to whatever else Dave wants to talk about. On the other side, Walt Tula Road Rage. Quick break.
Football season's in full swing, folks, and Underdog is the best place to get in on all the action. And Feast Week is back, which means it's an even better time to get in on the action, because from November 26th through November 30th, you can check the app daily for special promos. I love playing Underdog. It's a great place to play for as little as a dollar. You just go higher or lower on stats for your favorite player, like rushing yards, receptions, touchdowns, and more. College football and the NFL, I'm all over it. If you get your picks right, you play a little better than I do, you can win up to 5,000 times your cash. Right now, here's what you need to know. Download the app today. Sign up with promo code OOB to score $100 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB. Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus and present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/ playing get terms underscore DFS underscore .html for details. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
You really don't need a special occasion or a special reason to shop Reed's Jewelers in Haywood Mall. Step inside the state-of-the-art Reed's Jewelers showroom and discover what tens of thousands have discovered. Award-winning customer service, exquisite diamonds for her, elegant Swiss watches for him, and professional expertise from the team at Reed's Jewelers. Jewelry and relationships that last a lifetime. That's Reed's Jewelers in Haywood Mall next to Belk. Online at Reed's.com.
Get ready for the City of Malden's Christmas Parade, Saturday, December 6th at 2, brought to you by the Malden Chamber of Commerce. Rolling from Golden Strip Career Center down Holland Road to Bridgeway Station. Presented by the Roar FM. Details at maldenchamber.org.
Your parking lot is the very first thing people see when they visit your business. Is yours making the right impression? Upstate Stripes is here to help. Family owned and operated, we're rooted right here in the Upstate. Specialize in parking lot striping, restriping, handicap spaces, and custom symbols. A sharp, freshly painted lot improves safety, boosts curb appeal, and makes your business stand out. Call 864-376-6698 or request a quote today at upstatestripes.com.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. Share a box or two at your business meeting, at church, or with family and friends during a time of need. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kremes.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Is this the real?
Are you ready to rock like it's Wembley 86? One Night of Queen, performed by Gary Mullen and the Works, is coming to the Walhalla Performing Arts Center on Saturday, December 6th. Experience the magic, the music, and the moves of Freddie Mercury in this jaw-dropping tribute that's taken the world by storm. Tickets are on sale now at WalhallaPAC.com. That's WalhallaPAC.com. Don't miss your chance to feel the thunder of Queen live in Walhalla.
Did you know State Credit Union now offers the same services big banks offer? Services like online account opening, online loan applications, mobile banking, remote check deposit, person-to-person transfers, electronic signatures, and more. All with better interest rates and lower fees than the big banks. Check them out today and see why over 600 people per month are joining State Credit Union. Visit them online at scscu.com. That's scscu.com. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Elevate your holiday feast and treat your guests to more than just a meal. Serve them a story of care, quality, and craftsmanship from AMPM Farms Butchery and Market. Bring the farm-to-table philosophy to every cut, sourcing premium meats from local and regional partners who share their commitment to integrity and flavor. Each selection is chosen for taste because your table deserves better than supermarket standards. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, Southern hospitality you can taste.
Discounted Appliance Warehouse in Pickens. It's not just what you buy, it's who you buy it from. Jeff and his team have over 1,200 Google reviews and a 4.9 star rating because they treat you like family. Get honest advice, expert answers, and a stress-free experience. With more than 1,500 appliances in stock, refrigerators, washers, dryers, ovens, and more, the Upstate shops here with confidence. Stop by in Pickens or visit online at dawpickens.com. DAWPickens.com.
The Upstate leader in sports by day, worldwide leader in sports by night. We are the Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Where it began.
Yeah, we have no time. Let's go. Let me tell you about the Franklin Tree Service. Proud to be a longtime partner of the Roar and Road Rage. Look, you might remember me mentioning them back in the day. Well, they're back advertising with us, and they want to remind you that they're the affordable, reliable, and trusted option for all your tree service needs in the upstate, whether it's one tree or 20 trees. They're to help you make the right decisions when it comes to removal, trimming, and assessing for any kinds of hazards. The upstate has strong winds and wind gusts throughout the year, and we all have that one tree in our yard that looks a little suspect, like it might fall or damage your property if it had the chance. So don't let it happen. The Franklin Tree Service wants you to be proactive, not reactive. Their expert team provides the Franklin Tree Service assesses to identify potential hazards, safe removal of leaning trees, trimming of overhanging limbs, yard thinning to prevent future damage, emergency storm services. They're fully insured and committed to top quality work. Call the Franklin Tree Service today, 864-947-9065, 864-947-9065. And I can tell you, Brian Franklin has saved me twice, and I know he saved my life in Helene, because I had not had those trees removed, I would have been dead. My home would have been crushed. Inarguable. It's absolutely inarguable. And they're just the ultimate professionals. They're the best. I mean, I said this the other day, and multiple people wrote in saying 100% Walt, the best. They are. Trust me. Back to basketball, David, and our conversation. By the way, David, speaking of the best, we don't talk a lot about women's basketball, but the UConn women, again, destroying Xavier today, and no one has any chance. Nobody has any chance whatsoever. You know, last year, David, midseason, when they lost to Tennessee last year, I said that don't worry about that. When we get to the tournament time, they will win every game by double figures, including South Carolina, and they'll crush everybody, and they did. They destroyed South Carolina twice on the way to the national title. They destroyed everybody in their path, and this team's going to be the exact same. You get to the tournament, barring injury, they are destroying everybody. There is nobody who can play with them. There just isn't. They're just too loaded.
Yeah. Well,
this Blanca Quinones girl, who I talked about in the offseason, she is the next big star, as is this Kellis Fisher girl. They are absolutely loaded.
Yeah, no, just one more that I was going to bring up, but Walt, really quickly, where do you rank Sarah Strong in as far as players that Geno's had? Because, I mean, the things she can do, and
yep, she's unbelievable.
I don't know if this is the politically correct way to talk about, say, a woman at her size, but
yeah.
I mean, the things she can do, Walt, is unreal.
Yeah, she's so insanely gifted. The game just comes so easily to her in every way. She's so ridiculously skilled, too. I mean, her skill.
Very much. I mean, her passing and
shooting,
and ability to get to the basket, and shooting and everything.
It does lead me to another question, though, David, on women's basketball. It was actually on my list of things. I don't understand Audie Crux from Iowa State. I mean, I talked about her when she was a freshman, and I'm still talking about her now, Ramona. Audie Crux of Iowa State. like recently she's on this stretch of games where she's scoring 40 every night. Now, when we talk about when we talk about Sarah Strong being a big girl, Sarah Strong is a big girl. She's not Audi Crooks big. Audi Crooks is like the size of three Sarah Strongs, which I don't understand. I mean, she's, listen, Audi Crooks is, it's like running into a brick wall. I mean, she's really skilled. She's really talented. What I can't quite understand, Dave, is I don't know how you play basketball all day. How you run up and down all day and can be that size. It's like a mystery to me. It's like a physics mystery. I don't quite get it.
Yeah, that was befuddling me when I saw that she had 49 recently or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look up Audi Crooks, Ramona. Yeah. Look up Audi Crooks. Audi like the car, Crooks like thieves.
I was gonna say, Walter, we have to, never mind, I'm not saying it, Ramona, I'm not doing it. I didn't know if you were going to play Win Walt's money there.
No. She's not going to spell Audi Crooks after I just told her, like the car and like thieves. No, she'd come up with a mystery win again. I can't have that.
But Walt, I wanted to, I did have this question that, and I heard your conversation regarding the, the committee and the playoff rankings, and it kind of had me thinking is, you know, obviously, in football, now at times, you know, we're kind of, everyone, teams clamoring for, we belong in, and we've done this, this, and this. And, Walt, you've always said, especially when it comes to basketball, and I kind of wanted to ask you, you know, what's your thoughts on maybe the key difference is because maybe there's more games, so each game maybe means a little bit less in basketball, it means a little bit more, so losses are magnified, wins are maybe also as well. But you've always said in basketball, I don't care about who you lost to, I want to know who you beat.
Yeah.
You know, and things like that. Is that less important in football? Because, you know, actually a loss, I do want to know who you lost to, or, you know, how do you kind of?
I think you
hit. Are they not the same? Are they the same?
Yeah, I think it's a really good question. I think you answered your own question, David. I don't think it is quite the same because you only play 12 games. So I think the 12 games all matter then. The wins matter. The losses matter. You know, when it's a beauty contest for 12 spots as well, you know, you don't have the 68 or however many opportunities you have to get into the NCAA tournament. You don't have that. You just have 12. And so I think it matters in a beauty contest. It matters. And when you have one more loss than everybody else does that's in your group, and that one loss is to Florida, well, that's what excludes you in a beauty contest. You lose the comparison. And I think that's where Texas is, and Sarkisian's whining. And again, it's amazing how these coaches always convene. Like, we hear coaches all the time, David, in football. They complain about calls. This call went against them. That call went against them. But you know what they never do? They never go to a post-game press conference and say, yeah, we were lucky to win because they made several bad calls that went in our favor. Well, the first time I've ever heard that. You know, and so it's all disingenuous hooey. And that's the reality of it. And Sarkisian makes this little claim about Miami, you know, well, they add a late touchdown on purpose against Pittsburgh. Yeah, that's what the system forces them to do. But the reality is that what Sarkisian ignored about Miami was that they played the same Florida team and Miami destroyed them and Texas lost to them. Well, that's why they're ahead of you and why they should be ahead of you, and they're not even in. So you definitely don't get to go.
Yeah. No, I kind of thought that was the case, but I kind of wanted to see your opinion. Because obviously you go and beat Texas A&M, and obviously that's an impressive win.
Yeah.
But, I like you said, don't lose to Florida.
Yeah, right.
You know, now, Walt, let me ask you this part. And I can
nobody
take
else in that
air.
Group of teams, David, has a loss like that.
Yeah. Now let me ask you this part, Walt, and I'll take this one off the air. I know you're getting close, and maybe another caller or two wants to get in. But now, how much do you think the Ohio State game is, you know, with Sarkisian's point of, you know, we went to Ohio State, played that game, lost. If we're 10-2 as opposed to 9-3, there's no question about us being in. And, you know, how many do you think that's going to sway more teams to not play those games? Or,
no.
You know, it's just going to kind of, Texas, it stinks to stink. And As always, Walt, I appreciate
you. Thank
you,
David. Great job, as always. Yeah, no, I saw Herb Street again making his ridiculous SEC homer arguments, and this is going to lead to – he's talking about Alabama, and this is going to lead to teams not playing games. That's just totally false. We have 12 games. You know, the Texas game is a bit of an anomaly. It was the first game of the season. If they didn't play the Texas game, then you would take one of their most important games – or if they didn't play the Ohio State game, it would take one of the most important games off their schedule, one of the things that's in their favor. They would still have the Florida loss, and the Florida loss would still look bad by comparison. But again, they would have two losses. But you chose to play it. See, this is the thing. If they had won it, they're certainly going to sing the praises of winning it. They're going to use it to their benefit. Let me tell you about Lake Kiwi Auto Group. That's Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Lake Kiwi Ford, Lake Kiwi Pre-Owned Superstore. It's all Lake Kiwi Auto Group. Listen, now is the time to get the best deals of the year. It's saving season at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford, and their team is ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, Lake Kiwi's got you covered with over 500 vehicles available, and they're tackling high prices with huge discounts on the vehicles you want to drive, like saving up to $15,000 on new F-150s and new Ram 1500s. You can compare and contrast right there. You can test drive them. Plus, Lake Kiwi's blocking high interest rates with attractive financing. So if you want a great deal, make the winning drive to Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford. They're between Clemson and Seneca, and always open at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. Listen, Lake Kiwi's easy to find. Highway 123 between Seneca and Clemson. Shop online at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. Whether you go, whether you call, tell them I sent you. It's how it works. 864-888-1200. 864-888-1200. I promise you will thank me later. There is no place, absolutely no place like them. It's Lake Kiwi Auto Group, and they are the absolute best, absolute best. Tomorrow, we're going to get back into this college football conversation, and we'll obviously have what the committee does. I think what the committee is going to do is locked in concrete tonight. I mean, they might drop Ole Miss a spot or two. They can't possibly drop them below Oklahoma because they destroyed Oklahoma and Norman, and they won't. So we have that. We'll have that to discuss. We'll have more college football. I will give you what I've suggested on Twitter. If you follow me, what I think the ACC needs to do to break future ties. I think it's really simple, and it takes the pressure off of them. People seem to like the idea. I'll explain it in detail tomorrow. We'll talk Clemson recruiting class tomorrow. I'll give you the full analysis. We'll have a guest in that regard as well. Let me tell you about Iron Drive before we get out of here. You're working with a locally family-owned company in business nearly 15 years. They have the most five-star Google reviews in their industry. Why? Because, well, the people and the quality of the equipment. It turns out, not so surprisingly so, that the quality and the longevity of any floor coating job directly depends on the quality of the equipment that lays it down. You don't get the dust, it's much longer lived. Go to irondrivegaragefloors.com for a free estimate and to schedule their services. Decorative epoxy coating installation, because it's the only thing that lasts in the humidity of South Carolina. Easy to clean, extremely durable, transform your space. They've installed over 1 million square feet in the 15 years they've been in business. Go to their website to see their amazing gallery of finished jobs. Treat your garage floor, your mechanical room, your patio the same way you would and cover your bedroom, kitchen, or den floors. They've done jobs all over the upstate, including most likely the neighborhood you live in. They do commercial installation as well. Go to irondrivegaragefloors.com for a free estimate and to schedule their services. Trust me, you'll thank me later. Lifetime adhesion warranty, guaranteed as long as you own your own home. They're simply the best. And not only that, but when we had our Tigers for Tatas campaign, they donated a two-car garage floor coating that I auctioned for $2,500. So the kind of people you want to do business with. All right, I'm done. I'll see you tomorrow. Stay tuned for the Morgan Thomas Show. Walt Tip Tula Road Rage. I'll see you tomorrow.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
For a true Tiger, every day is game day. And the Tiger Sports Shop has the gear to prove it. From Nike sideline apparel to exclusive Lululemon and Clemson polos, tees, and hats, we've got what you need to rep your Tigers in style. Plus, by joining our Tiger Rewards loyalty program, you'll earn points and unlock exclusive perks throughout the season. Shop local at our two Clemson locations or online anytime at tigersports.com. The Tiger Sports Shop, your Clemson headquarters, everything Clemson for the Clemson fan.
Go Tigers!
Enjoy elevated living at Sunrise in Pendleton, just minutes from Clemson, starting in the mid-300s. Customize versatile one- and two-story home plans with luxury design selections in their 3,900-square-foot design studio. The pool amenity opens next year.